Well, we're going to give the balance of the time over to the Laughlins, and thank you for coming, Derek and Miranda, and for you kids. I'm glad you came, too. I met Derek at a pastor's retreat that we've both attended a number of times now, at least a few times, from some local pastors, and he shared his ministry with me, and that since then I've had opportunity to refer a few people to Derek, and even sitting in a few sessions with one couple. But at any rate, I would highly recommend the service. I'm pleased that you come to share with us. We'll record this, so I know that a lot of other people might like to learn more about what you're doing. And Miranda, it was nice to meet you tonight. So looking forward to hearing all that you're doing together, and then you're going to share about summer off a little bit too, or you give us a little update on what's going on with that. So, you know, whatever you share will be great. So, but it's just a delight to get to know you. Your ministry is close by and a great blessing. My wife and I, one of the best things we did when we were engaged was go to a biblical counseling course. And just learning to, you know, what you call practical theology, how to apply the scriptures into your everyday life, see your own heart, so crucial work. And sometimes people get really stuck, and we need more long-term help. And it's great that you're here in this area, brothers. I'm excited about that, as well as the things you were sharing about equipping local churches. I'm excited about that as well. So looking forward to hearing from you both. And so we'll let them share. Then at the end, we'll take some questions, and we'll pray for you guys. And so I'll hand it off.
Let me start by saying thank you guys so much for having us. We get over here. One of the more difficult things in starting a biblical counseling practice is the marketing of trust and having a group of people say, I love what you do, I appreciate what you do, and I trust my people to go see you. And Steve Kitchen and this church was one of the first adopting Associating Churches for Paradigm. And so we wouldn't be here in the past 4 years. Sorry, we wouldn't be here in the past 4 years if it wasn't for the love of this body. So we thank you for hosting us now. And so let's introduce the kiddos, our little sub-missionaries. Christoph, can you tell everybody how old you are? This is Christoph Bearhart. You're four. Yeah. And then this is Dietrich. Dietrich, how old are you?
Six.
Six, okay. And then little Heidi Marie, she's 7 months. And I'm not going to ask Miranda how old she is publicly, but this is my wife, Miranda. Yeah. We've been married for 11 years.
Yeah, almost.
We met at a Christian camp in 2009 in Colorado Springs, where she is from in Denver, originally from Chicago. I'm a Texas boy, so I grew up on a saddle with a rifle on my hip. So it's a little different being here. And much like the weather today, Texas has got crazy weather too. So we have appreciated so much this sermon that Jonathan Edwards gives. He wrote the purpose for which God made the world. And I feel like being a biblical counselor, I'm stepping into and have stepped into the purpose for which God made me. And not only that, but the purpose for which I have my helpmate and I have our little hands for the garden work that we're doing together. So we are going to share my passion, our passion now, and what we hope that Lord continues to be fruitful through our ministry. Thank you. So how did we get here? In 2016, 2017, I just finished my master's in professional counseling, and on the heels of that, had just finished my master's in divinity. So I had these two big educational things in my life. I was a pastor, wanting to be a pastor, and I was a counselor, trained and skilled in that sort of world. And I really felt a calling from the Lord to bring these all together. How can we have someone feel cared for at the soul level with good clinical care, with diagnosing, even talking through medication, and they hear Jesus Christ every other sentence. And they hear the glory of God displayed through what their life could be as they hope with him in it. Mm. And so we started to tease whether we would come up to New England. We were trying to check out, where can I be a pastor? Where can I be a counselor? And there was a little church called Godspeed who said, we would love to host you doing that. And so in 2016, we approached our church, the Village Church. Matt Chandler is the pastor there. And they commissioned us. They said, yes, this seems like a good gifting for you. This seems like God's plan. So let's help you get there. And so it took about 9 months of fundraising.
Yes.
It would have taken 8, but we dallied for a month and didn't want to really do it. But we trusted the Lord. He helped us fund it. And so we moved up here. So 2017, in June, we started Paradigm. It was just me in a small little corner office. And then, do you want to step in here?
Yeah. From my perspective, moving up here, just seeing, we come from the South. Derek more than me. I lived in Dallas for 7 years while Derek was doing his seminary degree, and then he did 2 years of professional counseling, a master's degree on top of that. And so seeing him, and then he was on staff with the Village Church in Dallas, for 7 years. And just seeing in the South, you've probably heard, or if any of you have visited the South, there's definitely a culture of Christianity. And saying that, it's really saturated with the gospel and with Christianity. And so most everyone you meet will tell you that they're a Christian. And there's lots of biblical counseling available, lots of Christian counseling. And so from Derek's perspective, when we were invited to move up to New England, knowing Derek's gifting and his passion, and he's the dreamer and the visionary in our marriage, and I'm the realist. And
she grabs me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when we were invited, Derek was a hearty yes, and I was a big fat no. And the Lord really upheaved our life in Texas that year. The home we were renting, at the last minute, decided they were going to sell it, so we had to move out. Just thing after thing kept happening. It was God pushing us out the door, and the door swung wide open for us to move to Providence. So I don't know if you all have heard of the Barna Group. They do statistics and research on social and cultural things, and they also do like the spiritual temperature of the United States. And so in 2016, when we were praying about moving up here, they did a study about the most Bible-minded and the least Bible-minded cities in the United States. Well, Dallas is number 2 most Bible-minded city in the United States.
More churches than Duncan's.
Yeah. There aren't Duncan's in Dallas, believe it or not. There's a church on every corner in Texas. And Providence was the number 1 least Bible-minded. So Providence and New Bedford, this region, was the least Bible-minded. And so when we were praying about moving up here, we came up and visited, and we saw the need, and spoke to a family that said they were driving 3 hours to get biblical counseling.
Mm-hmm. In Vermont
at CCEF. And so that did it for me after that. I was in. And so we prayed about it. Like Derek said, we moved our family. At that time, we were just a family of 4. Christoph was this size mm-hmm. when we moved up here.
Dietrich was 3. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how we came to move up here. And then Derek, will you talk about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when we showed up, we saw strong churches. We visited strong churches. We saw strong pastors, and we also saw weak churches. We saw churches that were kind of preaching the gospel, kind of preaching the centrality of Christ being a part of our life, and so we obviously wanted to help them, but we wanted to help first the strong pastors that felt sort of, you know, neck deep in all the myriad issues that they might experience with their member care. Things like severe depression, severe anxiety, picking disorder, pornography issues, or marital conflict that seems out of just conversation conflict, but really deep-seated structural problems in the marriage. And so talking with pastors, they're like, Derek, I feel like the pastor to member ratio is so great compared to Dallas, compared to the Village. I just don't have the time, the bandwidth, and even the training to touch on these things. I know how to rightly divide the word of God, but how do I lay that over someone's problem, someone's symptom, someone's heart condition? And so I began to see that really what we needed to do was not just do biblical counseling and do evangelism in that counseling for the lost, but to help pastors also train their people, Ephesians 4, to do the work of the ministry of saints. And so as much as I'm a licensed counselor to do good therapy and do biblical care, I really want the church to do what I do way better than what I do individually, right? Mm-hmm. So what we saw here was strong churches, weak churches, and strong pastors that needed more biblical help. And then we also saw biblical counseling centers that weren't really biblical. It was, some groups would treat more of the fruit instead of the root. And if you know what I mean by that, I mean to describe the heart level, the worship, the affections of our soul is really where we put our treasure, where we put our hopes and our faith. And if it's not in God, we know that Jeremiah 2 says it's a broken cistern and it will betray. Mm-hmm. And so the counseling...
Give a hard example of that.
Okay.
Like the picking disorder.
Yeah, so picking disorder. So a trained counselor should know that that's a trilotichomania issue. What that means is that there's some inward anxiety, some thing that I'm wrestling with that I'm unable to really work through, either through conflict or talking it out or processing my worldview. I would rather deal with it and cope with it through picking on my skin. And it's common, really common in COVID times too. And so instead of just addressing the picking disorder and how we can put gloves on or we can put hot sauce on or whatever, I want to talk about the heart. We want to spend time in our counseling hour to say, where is our worship? Where is God trying to reorder our worship so that we'll look to him? And slowly we will put our hands in our pocket and then we'll bow our heads and pray, God, help me with my fears. Help me with my concerns. I am in over my head. And so seeing people be delivered from these symptoms because we're dealing with the root, we're dealing with the heart. So all that to say, thank you, Heidi. Yeah, all that to say is that some Christian counseling area centers around here in the sort of larger Boston area, we're promoting a self-help with a little bit of Jesus on top. And we knew that wasn't sufficient. That wasn't exactly going to address the issue. When the serpent said to Adam and Eve, did God really say? If the counselor's not really processing, what does God say about this anxiety? What does he say about the intimacy in pornography? What does he say about better communication in marriage? That's what we want to do. We want to address these serpent issues as the Word of God addresses them, not just say, let's pray at the end and hope it gets better. So that's what we saw, and that's what we're trying to change. But we're not superheroes, and we know that we can only do that in the larger network of churches who have that same passion and desire. Miranda, do you want to? Can you grab her?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, so so Derek picked the name Paradigm for Paradigm Biblical Counseling because the word paradigm means to showcase Christ. And
specifically para means to come alongside. And then dig them. It's like a looking up. So you're literally standing next to a friend, a counselee, doing biblical friendship and discipleship and saying, look up to your hope. That's paradigm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there's lots of meaning and purpose behind the name. And so we really wanted Paradigm to be a place where our counsel was rooted in God, just like Derek has been saying about going to the root cause of our issues. And so there's several pillars behind the counseling work that we hope that Paradigm will do and is doing. Can somebody look up Colossians 1, 28 through 29? We'll get a little interactive here. I'm a former teacher, so I love to call on people.
Miranda taught in inner city school, charter school in downtown Dallas, mm-hmm. South Dallas, mm-hmm. for about 6 years.
6 years. Yeah. It was fun. Does anybody have it and want to read it out to us? Colossians 1, 28 and 29.
This I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me.
Thank you so much. So this has been a big pillar for the work of Paradigm, that we're proclaiming Christ, and we're giving a warning, a loving warning through counseling. Oftentimes counseling is perceived as, I tell people all the time, like, Derek's not sitting with people as they lay on a couch and talk about all of their problems. You spend most of your time in the Bible, right? So we spend most of our time in the counseling room proclaiming Christ. So it's him we proclaim, and then warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom. The desire is that everyone would be mature in Christ, that we would grow up in our faith, that we would move on from spiritual milk to spiritual meat.
And that's the Great Commission. Paul's really ripping from Jesus' Great Commission there. Mm-hmm. Go and teach them all things that I've commanded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the verse that says, For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. And it's all by the power of the Holy Spirit. We spend a lot of time talking about the Holy Spirit within me, how we have been equipped to do the work of the gospel.
We also see the Holy Spirit as like the third person in the room, right? As a real person, as God really trying to invite us in, talk to us through the counseling process. So every session begins with prayer. And it ends in prayer. And every session, quietly in my own heart, I'm asking, God, is this the right direction? Is this what I should say? Should I hold that back for next time? Where would you like to take your child here? Or this person that you want to redeem and bring home? Mm. And so being empowered by the Holy Spirit is not just an energy for the work, but really a third person in the room doing the work alongside me, because it's his work. Really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Paradigm has five. If you go to the Paradigm website, there's five tenets of Paradigm Biblical Counseling. So the first one is member care. Like Pastor Steve was saying, churches refer their members to go to Paradigm Biblical Counseling to get what we call it clinical care. We'll talk about that again in a second. But first member care, and then pastoral care, like Derek was saying before. Pastors, they shepherd a flock, and then pastors, sometimes they need a pastor, right? Sometimes they need someone to speak life and just wisdom into them, or help them to sort through their own issues. And sometimes it's hard when you're the leader to go to your congregation. So that was another big goal.
I would say a fifth of everyone I see through the week is a pastor, minister, clergy, male, female, and I'm consistently going to the one verse that I think really helps, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Finally, brothers and sisters, let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, for you know that your work in the Lord is not in vain. And so they're coming to Paradigm because they're feeling, this feels like it's in vain. I'm not really getting anywhere with my congregation. I'm not really getting anywhere with this vision I'm casting for the church. Mm. And just coming alongside the pastor and ministers and saying, the Lord is with you. You are loved. Let's go forth. Mm-hmm. Knowing that he's with you. Let's not forget that. So it's fun to see pastors sort of catch the fire again that they once had post-seminary. Mm-hmm. It's nice. Mm-hmm.
Derek doesn't talk about himself a lot. Derek has a master's of divinity. The plan was that he was going to be a pastor, and then he got to his last year of school and said, I want to do counseling.
I didn't like preaching.
So he has a master's of divinity and a professional counseling master's. So he's able to wear both hats, which is God's gift to him. Can I talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Steve, you mentioned summer off. I don't do summer off anymore. I've moved roles. I'm now, technically I am, I work for NAM, the North American Mission Board. So my title, it's very fancy, I'm an evangelism catalyst, which is a fancy way of saying I'm an outreach coordinator.
She starts fires spiritually.
I start spiritual fires, yes. and so I'm underneath the supervision of our church. We're members at Grace Harbor in Providence. I'm underneath their supervision, and I organize outreach initiatives for Providence, similar to summer off, but I'm doing it now throughout the year. What that looks like for Paradigm, one of the tenets of Paradigm was for evangelism and apologetic care. So counseling and evangelism really go hand in hand. If you've ever evangelized to someone, oftentimes you're trying to help them apply the gospel to their life. And that's exactly what counseling is. Mm-hmm. And so my role with Paradigm now, I'm the Equipped to Counsel coordinator. And so you heard about this course. I'm kind of all over the place here, but it all goes together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you do that?
Yes.
So we, like Steve said, one of our goals is training for churches. So this is a course that we're in right now. It's called Equipped to Counsel. And this is, it's a 30-week course, it's like 8 months, but it's a certification course. So it's called the Association of Biblical Counselors. Paradigm is the New England Regional Training Center for the Association of Biblical Counselors. So right now we have 7 students, including myself, I'm becoming certified now. We have 7 students that we're training to be lay counselors, certified biblical counselors in the area. And the goal is to have a new generation of biblical counselors in the area. And so people who are in the course, some of them are elders at their church, some of them are teachers in the community, some of them are just community group leaders. And then there's some people who are really considering becoming professional counselors. So it's a wonderful course, but the goal is to train up a new generation to do what Derek does, but on kind of a lower level. So can you talk about clinical?
So we have training for lay counselors to be certified through ABC as a level 1, level 2, level 3 counselor. The difference between myself and those categories is that I'm a licensed counselor commissioned by the state of Rhode Island to do mental health counseling, LMHC, licensed mental health counselor. And that enables me to diagnose, to not prescribe medication, but work alongside primary care physicians as they can prescribe. And so as a licensed individual, every year I have to do certain, you know, education requirements, go through certain certifications as well. But what we're trying to do is try to demystify the counseling, make it less licensed and more training and certified. But anyone can do this. Paul David Tripp, from this really popular book that in 2007 set me on this course, Paul David Tripp describes in The Instruments of the Redeemer's Hands that everybody counsels at all times. They're counseling their hearts, and they're counseling either for the Lord or for the servant. Did God really say is something we keep coming back to, where we really want to ask, God, have you addressed this with me? Have you talked to me through your word about this? Have you brought this to me from a brother, my accountability partner, or my spouse? And what would you have me do now that I know, Romans 1, the knowledge of God?
Mm-hmm.
And so, where was I? What we're trying to do is we're trying to bring this and the Bible and counseling into everyone's lap, into everyone's hands, so that you can do what you're already doing, talking to your friends, talking to your family, discussing politics, talking about medical issues, praying over job stuff. You're already doing the counseling of the Holy Spirit. We just need to make sure we are counseling specifically into the things of Christ, mm-hmm, by the Holy Spirit.
And oftentimes what we find is that people just, they don't lack the knowledge, they just lack the confidence. Mm-hmm. And so the goal of Equipped to Counsel and of all the training is to help us become more confident, giving us a lot of, the first half of the textbook is all just biblical theology. Like you were saying, practical theology, applied theology. Mm-hmm. And then the second half of the textbook is methods and how do we go about doing this.
Yeah. There's an entire chapter on what is the gospel, making sure every biblical counselor knows and knows and knows what is the gospel of Jesus Christ, saving faith.
Can you talk about the difference between clinical care and like biblical friendship?
Yes. So clinical care looks like 8 to 12 sessions weekly of listening to someone's story, processing what they're telling you, listening to their family of origin, maybe past traumas, some current conflict or disappointments that they're going through, and then seeing if there's a diagnosis or seeing if there's some sort of good counseling skill that can be applied in an unconditional positive regard way. But then biblical counseling is so much better. It is biblical friendship plus discipleship. And I feel like that comes from ETC. It's a really helpful way to see, I'm sitting next to a friend, a brother, a family member in God, and walking them through their story again, helping them bring in God's story, which is a bigger story, and then having them get a hold of that and running with God.
Mm-hmm.
Biblical friendship, and then rightly dividing the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Yes, that's very helpful. Thank you for clarifying that.
Okay.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So we're right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I already talked a little bit about counseling as evangelism. So my heart moving up here has really been for evangelism and outreach. And so half of my role as an evangelism catalyst is I help Paradigm. I'm running this Equip to Counsel course, and we're trying to get more of an outreach arm for Paradigm. And then I'm also doing some exploratory Bible studies. I don't know if any of you have heard of Christianity Explored. The man who wrote it, his name is Rico Tice. He is a pastor of All Souls Church in London. But it's basically Christianity 101. It's a very, oftentimes when we bring friends with us to church, they say it's like drinking out of a fire hydrant if you have no biblical background knowledge. And knowing what we learned from the Barna studies when we first moved up here is that if biblical literacy is what we believe it to be, then either you're in a strong church and you know the Bible, or you have no biblical background knowledge. And so it can be very overwhelming for a new person to come into a church with no biblical background knowledge and then just sit through a sermon. I don't know how long Steve preaches for. At our church, Kevin preaches for 50 minutes. So if it's your first time at a Bible church, it can be very overwhelming. And so Christianity Explored is meant to be an easy, low-key, come watch a video, have a discussion, and just learn about the Bible. If you and as an adult too, oftentimes we have lots of exploratory things for children, but not necessarily adults. So this is something that we're running this study right now at Grace Harbor.
Wednesday nights
at 7 p.m. We're only four sessions in, so if somebody wants to join.
And you can Zoom too.
You can Zoom. I can send you the Zoom link. We have a Zoom option, yes. We have lots of people who join on Zoom. So
one lady that you led to the Lord 2 years ago.
Yeah.
She was kind of, she's being a part of it. Maybe that's not going to happen now, but
yeah.
That's part of what you're doing is, you know, linking arms with strangers and saying, you want to be a friend? Oh, now do you want to join this club? Oh, you want to hear about Jesus? And then she came to faith.
Yes.
So,
Yeah. It's interesting meeting people who, most of everybody who's coming to Christianity Explored has some sort of Catholic background. And then my other big hang up is indigenous people. A lot of people that we meet who are Christians are not from New England, or they're not from Rhode Island. And so we're always trying to find native New Englanders to draw them in. And so she's a native, and so that's been really fun.
It's hard to wrench from their hearts the worship of the Patriots. It's really hard, but
yeah.
We're trying. Brady leaving helped, so.
Oh, man. They're not going to want us to come
back. I know. Just, are they going to run us out?
Yes.
So let's talk about Paradigm, how we've grown. So if we started in June 2017, we had maybe 100, 150 sessions that whole year, and it was kind of scary, trusting the Lord a lot. And then the next year, God gave us 500 sessions throughout that whole year. And it was just me doing the lonely work, doing accounting as well. And then by the end of 2018, the Lord provided another biblical counselor who's also licensed and trained, Carol Miller. And she's an older woman, a sage in the Lord, really wise. Her husband is a church planner too. And when she joined us, we bumped from 500 sessions a year to 1,600. So that's a lot of hours spent talking about God and his pleasures and his heart and his desire to win over our souls. Incredible. And so in 2019, we went from 1,600 sessions to 2020, 2,300 sessions. 2,300 biblically rich, Christ-centric sessions.
Did everybody get a handout? Yes,
great.
There's numbers on that.
So as we've grown, we have now hired a business administrator, Jacob Perkins. He works half-time, and he does all of our insurance billing, which can be really exhausting work. So we do take insurance. We also receive subsidy from churches. If a member needs good care, pastor will pay for that. But we have a business administrator. We have Carol, who's been doing this for 20 years. We have myself. And we have Elizabeth Achilles, another biblical counselor. She's a little green, She's finishing out her practicum and her licensure work, and we also just sort of quasi-hired another practicum student so that we're sort of having a stream of soldiers marching through, being trained and sent out, being trained and sent out. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. We have, what is that, 5 staff members?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really nice.
We have 6 including you.
6 including you. We have Wednesday staff meetings from 1 to 2:30. Those are always rich and blessing times for us. And so the problem we're having now because of COVID is that in March, we were sort of scattered as counselors, meeting in our own spaces, but then we had to let go those leases because we couldn't see people in person. We went all virtual. That went really well. But now that people are getting vaccinated, numbers are getting better in our state, we're trying to now do in-person soul care because that's really where the magic happens with the
mm-hmm,
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have before you a big ask, a consideration, if you will. We're trying to purchase an office space so that all of our six staff members can meet together and huddle around the same mission instead of being scattered.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're looking at is in East Providence at 400 Massasoit. We're looking at the upstairs second half. It's got 5 rooms, 3 counseling rooms, and then...
No, it's got 5 offices.
5 offices, 2 admin and 3 counseling rooms. It's got 2 waiting rooms. It's very safe for keeping counseling anonymous, keeping people feeling like they have a confidentiality there. That's really nice. And
what
so
was it before?
It was a counseling office that they were doing secular care, and by the Lord's hand, that shut down, and now it's being offered to us. So we started this campaign on February 9th, so a little over a month, and we've raised, of the 90,000 asked for, I think that's the asking price now, 90,000, we've raised $24,000. So the Lord's been very kind, helping churches come alongside us to join, and a lot of individuals, some prior counselees that were so blessed that they wanted to pay that again into us.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And again, Derek doesn't talk about himself, so I'm going to say this part. So he talked all about the growth and how each year it's just the amount of counselees, the number of sessions has just doubled and tripled, and more counselors, and now there's 6 staff members. A lot of that has just been because of Derek and Paradigm gaining trust with the community. A lot of people come to... she's okay. A lot of people come to Paradigm and they just say, I just Googled counseling in Providence. Or I Googled biblical counseling and you popped up. And so now you have, almost 90 churches that have referred people?
That's right.
It's a Paradigm?
Yeah, 90 relationships with local churches all the way from South County and all the way up into Mass, just short of the Boston line, because there's another biblical counseling center that we push people to.
Yeah.
So yeah, a large sort of, I don't know what you call it, just bandwidth of reach that, mm-hmm. that the Lord's blessed us with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so with that growth, we see the Lord's hand in all of it as well. So this building campaign, it's funny, I told you guys about how we moved up here, and Derek was like, yeah, let's go. And I was like, no way. And then God changed my heart. And so 2 months ago, when Derek and the rest of Paradigm, we were all talking about an office space, there was a space that we had in mind, and the door just shut on that. And so I put my foot down, and I said, well, we're going to take that space. And then within 3 days, the Lord had showed us this space, just the price and the location. It's I don't know if you guys recognize that building. A lot of people know this office park. And so
it's next to Henderson Bridge, so it's right next to downtown, but it's also not in downtown, so if that freaks you out.
So there's actually parking?
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yep.
Yes. So it's been amazing to see the Lord's hand in getting us to this place with this specific building. But I did want to say the last pillar of Paradigm is to create a network of counseling centers. So in having a home base, there is a goal of, in the future, having other counseling centers, having a network. Derek mentioned the Boston Center for Biblical Counseling. Mm-hmm. We do have a bit of a relationship with CCEF in Vermont. I know you're talking to somebody in Connecticut, and so there's hope for the future of growing the biblical counseling system.
So that you'll never have to drive 3 hours to get good biblical soul care. You can go 15 minutes, maybe.
Yes.
That's our hope. That's
right.
Our hope. And they even can come to Rehoboth Baptist because there's two or three people that are trained and ready to do that work too.
Yeah.
That's our hope.
Yes.
I hope to get myself out of a job and just join you guys in doing just biblical friendship and discipleship.
Yes. So. Yeah.
Good.
Did we talk about everything?
Yeah. Do you guys have any questions for us? Any comments? Yeah.
What is the time schedule offering of such training to try to accommodate for people who need to kind of living?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Yes. So the Equip to Counsel course, what we're hoping to do right now is to offer the course every year starting in January. So it runs January through August. So the next course will be offered in January of 2022. And it is right now we just have every other week. It's a Zoom meeting discussing the reading. Most of it is reading and watching videos on your own. And then it's papers and assignments. And then there is counseling. So you have to get a counselee and you're counseling for the second half of the course. So I've been telling people it's about 3 to 5 hours a week. So if you do work full time, it's kind of like a part-time job on the side. It also kind of depends on how fast you read. And like me, like I sit with my Bible and I like to go through everything in great detail. It kind of depends on you, but I would say probably count on like 5 hours of work per week throughout the course.
There's a once-a-month gathering?
Yes, and then there's once a month, you can see in the syllabus, there's once a month in-person classes, and that's where we do a lot of the role-playing, because obviously the hard part of counseling is actually sitting across from someone and generating the responses, and that uses a different part of your brain than just reading and listening, so actually regurgitating in a helpful way. So our in-person classes is a lot of across from one another.
Students will be coming to share their experience and how they've been doing counseling with the training. The counselors will be there to do the role play. We will do a role play.
Yeah.
And that's once a month. Was that six times?
Yeah, we meet six times in person. Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday, probably 9 to 1 for 4 hours.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe 9 to 12.
Yeah. And I'm just going to put this out there. This isn't on the books yet, but we're hoping to have in the fall, the Association of Biblical Counselors has a conference. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to be able to stream the conference and host that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Corollary questions. What is the main teaching structure, the Zoom with the once in a while thing here? Or not just
oh, yeah, and when COVID's over, we're going to be kissing each other with a brotherly holy kiss, so, you know, hugs and all that. So it really is just a response to the times to keep everybody safe, but, yeah, that's our desire is to be in person, yeah. So some people have actually said that they prefer the virtual, even if it wasn't COVID. We might make accommodations for that, you know, as people desire it, but the main focus will be in person. Mm-hmm. Is that how it is? There's a few more metrics and numbers on that handout that could be helpful. Last year, we found out we had raised $18,000 just to give away to counselees to pay for their care. So I think it was like 30 families that were impacted with free biblical counseling care that they didn't have to pay for when they didn't have insurance or they were, you know, lower socioeconomic status. Wow. And we were just able to bless them with get the same care like other people, even if you can't afford it. So that's a really cool thing that we're able to offer free counseling.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one? Yeah, 2,219 sessions is the actual number we had for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say in the... Oh.
I'm just saying,
So part of the looking ahead as well, we talked about the network of counseling centers, something that we also desire to happen from the Equip to Counsel course. There's different, Derek was mentioning, there's different levels of certification, and part of becoming a certified biblical counselor is you need practicum hours, so you need hours just practicing counseling. And so what we would like to do is create some sort of a community outreach or community center where people can come and receive free counseling from a student. Kind of like, you know, when you like when people are going to cosmetology school and you can get your hair cut for free, you know. Yes. Okay. Yes. So similar idea. So you're still getting biblical care. And like Derek said, a lot of times people don't really need the clinical care that he provides. They need that biblical friendship that we talked about. And so so it kind of is a symbiotic relationship of people can come and get biblical care, and then counselors can get some hours. And so that way people who might not have the insurance or might not really have such a deep problem that they feel like they need to pay for counseling, but they can still get good counsel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sort of formalized accountability partner.
Yes. Yeah. Any other questions? The Christianity Explored? Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd if I can give
and
you
it's free, right?
I yes, mean, yeah, the course book, yeah, the course is free. You could have this. yes, the course is free, and then you're more than welcome to just come. It's very, very low key. We said at the very first meeting, like, we're not going to ask anybody to read aloud. We talk a lot about, you know, this is how you read the Bible, the big numbers, the chapter, the small numbers, the verse. So if anybody would want to come and attend and just kind of see how we're running it, that's great.
Recruitize's big thing is just conversations with people about Jesus.
Yeah.
And so facilitating a conversation.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's the Gospel of Mark. Yeah.
Yeah. She wants to talk too.
Yeah.
The Equipped to Counsel class is a paid course. Is it 600, 700?
It was 800.
800.
Yes.
I was lowballing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
How can we be praying?
Yeah, pray for our students. They are producing papers now. They are, you know, sort of ingesting. Can you grab a light for them? They're sort of taking the material and starting to begin to regurgitate it or share it out. And so pray that they would, that a lot of these truths in biblical care and counseling, it will just start to permeate everything that they do as they talk. So pray for them, the seven students.
Yeah.
Pray for our building ask. We've filed a purchase and sale agreement. I think that's happening tomorrow with the lawyer. And then so we have enough for down payment, but pray that God would open up our hearts and the church's hearts so that we would have zero overhead for a space to have more money for donations for free counseling. That's our hope, to not have any rent, and all that goes to counseling cases.
Mm-hmm.
What about for you and your ministry, your Catalyst stuff with Nan?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say pray... pray that people see the beauty of Christ in the studies, because in this day and age with all the information, people come and they want answers, and we are giving them a relationship, and so there's almost this seared understanding right now, and we just have to rely on the Holy Spirit to do it. So. I can preach the gospel to people all day, but God has to move in their hearts. So
it's the issue that Paul had, right? When they're in Acts, when people are coming to him saying, "Do you have any money?" He's like, "I don't have any money, but I have something better, Jesus." Mm-hmm. And that can be a little upsetting to people. It's like, "But I need this help," and it's like, "I can offer that help through a relationship with God. Let's mm-hmm. do that together."
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
yeah,
and with COVID, and everybody's gotten really used to being home. And so I think that there's this air right now of people are very excited to start something, but not to complete it. And so I'm
like
praying that...
Netflix show, they'll start it.
Right, yeah, this wasn't entertaining, so I'm not going to keep going. And so I'm, just pray for the attendees. Yeah.
You pray for our kids. We're getting at 7th where Dietrich is understanding the gospel, understanding that God wants him, and to get God, you have to go through Christ, and so pray for him.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for him.
Yeah, Derek was saved in public school, and nice. So we've had a very strong conviction that we want our kids to go to public school, so they go to Aiken Elementary in Seekonk, and so we're doing an outreach with our neighbors in the next couple weeks, so you guys would just be praying for that too, because right now we're the weird Christian neighbors. So hopefully, we actually had a neighbor, we had them over for dinner, and he told us he thought we were crazy that we believed in Jesus. So, but we see them all the time. So.
In a little bit of, for Paradigm, we actually didn't, we weren't able to move into that office space we were planning to before this one showed up, because of the biblical counseling we were providing really freaked the condo association out. And we just felt sort of spiritually oppressed in that. So pray that as, you know, as I do mandatory reporting for abuse, or as I contact these different agencies that work at the state level, that we will continue to be able to leverage those relationships, and that many of those state workers will come to saving faith. It's like, oh, this is a different type of Christianity. This is a kind and relational one. I want that. So,
Awesome.
All right, let me stay here for a second. I'll
pray for you guys.
Okay.
Keep that leg in the same position.
Here, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do lift up Derek and Miranda to you and their kids. I do pray that you would protect them and keep them as they minister for your name's sake. I pray that you continue to prosper their ministry and the counseling and networking with churches and outreach. Lord, we pray for that evangelism course they've got going on right now, and pray for those people that are having those conversations, that you would open their eyes, we see the truth. Pray all those different hours of counseling that one person after another, that their eyes would be opened, that they would be saved from their slavery, that they would find freedom in Christ. Lord, I pray that you would continue to do good work. I pray that there would be a network that of growth and just being able to apply our theology to everyday life more and more at Rehoboth and the other churches that we're in cooperation with in this region. I pray that you would bless the ministry of the Word, the ministry of Jesus Christ, that you would, your name would be exalted through their efforts. I pray that you would provide for their financial needs. Pray that they would be able to pay for this new office space completely, Lord, and that they would have funds to be able to offer counseling free. I pray that you would be able to use Derek and Miranda in the equipping area, and that this course that they intend to offer annually, that you would prosper. I pray for the students that are taking it right now. Help them to finish the work. Help them to write the papers, do the thought, do the reading. Spend time with somebody and try to give good biblical counsel to them. I pray that you would help refine their skills, and that they would be carried along by you, and taught by you, as we all need that, Lord. So we do lift these things up to you and ask for your kind care over all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, brother. Amen. This has been a joy. Thank you.
Yes, it has been a joy.
Thank you so much for sharing, and good night, everyone. You're dismissed, but maybe we want to mingle around and ask a few little extra last-minute questions on their way out, but let's not keep them too long, because, man, Heidi has been very kind to us.
Yeah.
You know, very patient, so we won't keep you too long, but it's great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Yeah. It's nice to meet you in person.
Likewise.
Derek has told me a lot about you, so, yeah, it's nice to be here, too.
Yeah.
I don't think I was here. I was in